Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Well, welcome back to the DL Link Show. It's just such a lovely way, actually, to start the year with Ranelle's story and now our next guest, who just bubbles over with joy and positivity. And I actually think it's perhaps wrong to say that because it kind of puts a person under pressure to always be positive. And I'm sure many challenges come Brent's way, but it's what he does with the challenges and how he seeks the positive, wonderful stories that I find so inspiring. In a moment, I'll be chatting to him about this fantastic Only Good Things. It's like a coffee table book. It's just so beautiful. But before that, just a quick reminder about the Jerusalem Marathon. So it's happening on the 4th of April, which is around the corner. And the places definitely fill up very quickly, certainly the flights. And so if you want to be a part of Team DL Link and you want this extraordinary experience and you want to run with purpose and change lives, then please go to the website, www.dllink.co.za. You'll see there's a tab for events or fundraisers, and just go there because it is a fundraising event, and you can sign up because you need to do that ASAP. Brent Lindekew, founder of Good Things Guy, South Africa's leading good news site. He's also a storyteller. He's an editor-in-chief. He's a writer, radio host, MC, public speaker. Very proudly South African, as he says, sometimes a TV guest, sometimes a TV presenter, and also a cook. Wow. Brent, welcome. Lovely to have you on the show again.
Nikki, it is so great to be on the show. Thank you so much for having me. I almost said happy Monday because I think I've just started work this week and I don't really know what day it is.
I'm also like that at the moment. I'm kind of also a bit confused. We'll get there. Brent. We'll know. But, you know, just listening to your voice puts a smile on my face. And we always get to chat this time of the year. And it's something I look forward to because I think that what you have is it's infectious in the best possible way. And I love that you put it out there for all South Africans and beyond the world. So how are you? As I said, you know, is there too much pressure? I mean, you have good days, bad days. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well today. And you know, I think we may have spoken about this last year when we caught up at the beginning of the year. I've learned, I mean, Good Things Guy is turning 10 years old this year. Woo! I've learned, yeah, happy birthday to Good Things Guy.
Yeah, happy birthday.
I've learned in the last decade, and I think it was during 2020, that crazy year that we had, I learned how, and I'm gonna call it irresponsible, I was being with my social media because I was portraying this person that was happy every day and positive every day. And I say irresponsible because the reality is that nobody is happy and sort of positive every day. And it was during 2020 that I learned, when I'm vulnerable, when I'm able to show my bad days, that allows other people to do that as well. So today I'm happy, but yes, I do have bad days as well.
I love that you said that, Brent, and I think we have to repeat that over and over again because life, everything is transient. Everything comes and goes. The good, the challenges, they come, they go, just like our thoughts, they come up and then they pass. And when we realize that, and we realize that there's so much growth in sometimes the difficult times, and we see that it's as part of life, it's as much a part of our life as the good times, we start to make friends with it. So I love that we started with that, Brent. I really, really do.
Absolutely.
You know, we are living through very challenging times, and the world is in quite a strange place. And you know, we also have, and I think you were talking about, you posted something about Mel Robbins, and you said, well, maybe it's the algorithms. And so we do have these algorithms that are defining our experience. They're almost defining our reality. So perhaps people who are listening right now are very concerned about what's happening in the world, and you're following, you go on to X or you go on to Facebook or whatever, LinkedIn, whatever it is, you know, whatever your choice is, but the algorithms start to pick up what you're watching, and that's what you're being fed. And so from a place of maybe curiosity or concern about certain things, what happens is you're fed a lot of negativity and it starts to define a reality. That's how you start to see the world. Yeah. So when you have this Good Things Guide, this newsletter every week, and now this book, you start to go, hang on. There's something else happening. Do you see that role with the Good Things Guide, the newsletter every week? Do you see the importance of that?
Absolutely. So, I mean, when I started Good Things Guide, the idea was to share one good news story with South Africa every single day. And let me tell you, Nikki, 10 years ago, it was difficult. Not because there wasn't good news, but because the hard news wasn't giving the good news space to shine. The headlines that we were reading, the things that we were seeing, wouldn't allow the good news stories to even just give it a little bit of a light so that people could see it. And fast forward to where we are today, and I can tell you that our inboxes are inundated. The team and I are sharing up to 15 good news stories every single day. And what that has done, and it's made me realize how important balance is. So it's not about shying away from what's happening in the world. It's about seeing the other side of the story. I'm going to get it wrong, so I don't even want to mention the name, but there was an African, I think, author from Africa who stated that a one-sided story is very dangerous. And for anybody, it's very dangerous. So we need to see the other side of the story. And that's what Good Things Guide does. It tells that good news, and it hopefully makes people see a different side to South Africa and start to feel better about our communities and our cities and the things that are happening around us. I want to mention something quickly, because you spoke about the algorithms and how that starts to create your reality. That's actually got a psychological term called the spotlight effect. And what the spotlight effect does is when you read a headline, or when you get an email or a WhatsApp that upsets you, maybe from a family member, I don't know, we're starting off with the New Year's resolutions. When you see something that puts you in a bad space, the spotlight effect, what it does in your brain is you start to focus on that like with a magnifying glass. And then it becomes bigger and bigger and bigger in your brain, that email, that message, that news headline, and then it starts to consume you. And when it starts to consume you, you start to share that with the world. So it becomes the conversations you have at the dinner table and at the water cooler, and it becomes your reality. The thing about the spotlight effect, though, is it takes six different good experiences, positive experience, six WhatsApp messages that make you feel better to remove you from that space. So if you find yourself in a space of negativity, or you find yourself getting angry with someone or having a short fuse, you're going to have to do six things to get you out of that. And that could be, I don't know, filling your cup. It could be having a cup of coffee with a friend, or playing PlayStation, or listening to the show. You're going to have to do six things to pull you out of that. And hopefully one of those things is reading a Good Things Guide story.
So, you know, so true. So this arrived, only good things. And it's so beautiful, Brent. I mean, it's beautifully put together. It's such great quality. Would you call it a coffee table book? I mean, would you say that with all these beautiful, I mean, the paper that you've used, the quality of paper, the pictures, the stories, this is, I mean, it's a beautiful, beautiful book. So I received it. And
you're making me blush.
No, but it is, Brent. And I am gushing about it, because I can only share that, you know, I was focusing on the news and the world and then work and doing all sorts of things, and your book arrived. And I was running around, and so I left it on the table in my kitchen. There it was. And my husband that evening came to me and said, you know, Nick, I had the most extraordinary day. I walked into the kitchen and there this book was on the table, and I started to read it. He said it was so uplifting. It was so amazing. What a brilliant book, because I couldn't find the book. Where had he put it? He had now put it on the coffee table in our lounge because that's what he wants. He wants everyone to read it and experience it. And I hadn't even looked at it yet, Brent. And so then I sat down and I started to go through the book. And all I can say is that a range of emotions. I felt my heart expanding. I felt tears rise up, tears of joy, tears of love, tears of remembering of how beautiful human beings are, tears of remembering how unique, loving, generous, kind we are, the stories of humanity, people, animals, and the stories of being South African. And I just cannot stress that enough because it was a tonic going through your book. And I just went through a few stories and I can't wait to keep revisiting these amazing stories. And I really want to share because it's a powerful book. It's not just a little coffee table book with feel-good stories. It's a powerful book. In these stories are the six things that you need to shift the spotlight effect. And did you realize that? Because I know this is the second edition. Did you realize that when you put the first edition together?
So first of all, you've given me a big lump in my throat because my mission has always been to change the national conversation with these good news stories, to deliver balance to South Africans and to give them that feeling that you've just put into words. Yeah. And so Good Things Guy is a full team, and it took a full team to put both books together. You'll see on the front cover, it's not just me. There's a team of writers that have written all these incredible stories. And that's their mission as well, is to make South Africans feel exactly the way that you've put into words. So first of all, thank you for doing that. We sometimes forget that people read what we write. And yes, we've got the stats, we've got the data. We can see that people are on the website busy reading the stories, but you forget. You write these things, it's your job. You're just delivering the news. And to have such a beautiful description of what these stories in the book has done for you and your husband, it takes my breath away. So thank you so, so much. Did I know that it would be such a tonic in the world? Did I know that it would bring these feelings to the forefront? No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. When I started the platform all those years ago, it was really just to try and change the narrative. To see what it's become in the last decade is insane. At the end of 2023, or in the middle of 2023, the team and I thought about putting together this first edition of the book. And we were like, you know, in 2023, we wrote almost 4,000 good news stories. Imagine if we could take just a few of them, put them in something that is tangible, that people can share, that people can keep, that people can go back and read, I don't know, in your waiting rooms, in your reception areas, to have something like this, to share that positivity with others. Let's do it. Let's maybe put it out there to our readers to see if they would be interested in something like that. And really, it was a post that we put up on the Good Things Guy Facebook page. The response was overwhelming of people saying we would love to have something like this. So we published the 2023 edition, and it sold so quickly. It went off the shelves. It was insane how the interest of people that wanted it. And so it was an obvious choice for us to do it again at the end of last year. I will tell you this, that I was a lot more prepared for the process. The first book that we put out that first year, it's all self-published. So it was self-published. We did it ourselves. It was a learning curve, and the books arrived late, and I felt like I had egg on my face, and no one really cared. Everybody was like, Brenty, we love you, and we love Good Things Guy, and we support you. But this year, we were a lot more prepared. The books were started being delivered on the 1st of December, so it was in a lot of people's Christmas presents and Christmas stockings. And so it's been a great experience doing it for a second year. And again, the interest and has just been so overwhelming. And it's bigger and better this year. I can announce, and it's an exclusive for you because we haven't put this out anywhere. will be in exclusive books this year, and
Oh, amazing.
the launches will be happening from the end of January around the country, which is so exciting for us.
Wow.
It makes it all real.
I mean, I'm shaking my head. I'm so happy to hear that. Honestly, Brent, because it belongs in exclusive books. It does. Well done. I mean, that's fantastic. So from when will it be in exclusive books?
So we were going through the emails today back and forth with regards to the launch, and it looks like in Johannesburg is going to be the end of Jan. We're going to be doing that launch at the flagship, I hope, which is Hyde Park, the most beautiful. I mean, all the exclusive books are beautiful. I don't want to leave anybody out. It looks like we'll be doing it in Hyde Park, which is great for me because I have gone to many book launches at Hyde Park with many incredible South African authors. So for me to be in that same space, it's disbelief, actually. It's just, whose life is this, Nikki? Whose life?
Yeah, well, you know what? It all started, as you say, with those Nick nominations, when instead of downing lots of alcohol, you in South Africa said, do something positive and challenge someone, a friend, to do something positive. And as you said, that's what started this. So I think that when you're on this kind of quest and you're fighting the good fight, things kind of unfold in this way. Seems as if, Brent, that you are just being pushed and guided because your work is important. So I'm going to stop gushing, but I'm going to just ask one or two questions though, because you talk about 4,000 amazing stories, yet you can only select 100. So what are the criteria in order to make the book?
So the way that we did it, and I loved the process actually, as a team, we all put forward what we thought were the best stories of the year. And we had to obviously get to, so actually there's 90 stories from the platform that are in the book. And then we've got 10 original opinion pieces that you won't find on Good Things Guy. We thought this year, last year it was all the same, but this year we thought actually we're going to do something special just for the book. So it was actually 90 stories. And the team and I think we work quite closely together, and we all really have the same vision and the same mission. We've got the same true north. And so when the stories were put forward as to what we thought belonged in the book, we were all on the same page, and there was no fighting. In other words, we were able to say these are the stories that we think fit. And then the process, I mean, it's very different publishing online to putting something in print. So then we had to get a sign off for a second time from the people whose stories we're telling. So whether it was Lungelani Mbata, who he found 17,000 rand at an ATM and gave it to the ATM, whether it was that story or the hero truck driver, Miriam, who she was all over the news during the snowstorms that we had in spring last year. We had to get hold of them so that they could sign off that they were happy to be in the book. So that's a whole other process then. And again, luckily, everybody was just more than excited to be part of this special book. It's a harrowing task to think of 4,000 stories and how do you whittle them down to 90. But it was easy. It wasn't a difficult task at all.
Well, Brent, I wish you all the best with the book. As I said, I'm so delighted that it's going to be at Exclusive Books. And I just want to stress, I mean, it's beautifully put together. I mean, high, high quality. Is it going to be retailing at a high cost? Is it going to be very expensive?
It does come across as very expensive, but I think because of the quality of the book, we really did decide to become a more high-end version of a coffee table book. I wouldn't want to put anything out there isn't high end. So it costs 580 rand. That includes that, and that will be in the same price whether you buy it online or at Exclusive Books. And if you can't wait until the end of January and you're listening to the show and you think, whoa, I need to get my hands on that book now, if you head on over to goodthingsguide.com, you'll see a tab that says order book. You can order the book from there, and we do free delivery anywhere in South Africa. If you click the order button today, you'll have the book in anywhere between 24 and 48 hours. So yeah, that's sort of how you can get your hands on it now. But when it goes in exclusive books, same price. And hopefully all the exclusive books around the country decide to stock it, because that's another point, right? It's if people want it. So we hope so. The 2023 version, 2023. Yes, I am correct. we've named them actually by colors, because we put out the red version and now it's the orange version.
Orange,
and then the next versions are going to make the rainbow. So that's our plan to keep going.
That's so clever.
the red version is available currently at exclusive books, but only at international departures at the airports. And we did that specifically for tourists who are leaving the country, who want to take some good news with them to wherever they come from.
Oh, that's fabulous. Absolutely. People all over the world would love to read this. Brent, thank you. So that's goodthingsguy.com. Thank you. Thank you for being on the show. Your beautiful energy, the work that you do, and wishing you all the success with the book and all the best for 2025.
Thank you so, so much. And I want to wish you, your team, and all the listeners exactly the same. I hope that I know that a lot of people are saying 2020 thrive, but I want to say 2020 high five. I hope that it's a high five year for all of us. And we just have a really good one. And you know, onwards and upwards.
Onwards and upwards. Thank you, Brent. 2020 high five. Go well, take care, and God bless.